Keith Cowan, you're one of the few survivors from the Harps team that played against Limerick last time out back in 2015. I'm sure some special memories from that, those two games.
Speaking about the first game, nothing too special about that night. It was heavy going down the markets, feeling Limerick, you know, a great Limerick side that, you know, finished the league really strongly and probably, you know, would have thought themselves maybe a bit unlucky to be in the playoff. And you know, we went down there, I suppose, with the game plan, and it was backs to the wall stuff for most of the game, from what I remember. I think it was Kelly. You know, he rifled one in from the edge of the box after us maybe holding on the edge of a routine for about 20 minutes, you know, and then, you know, again, we just had to regroup and try and, you know, stick to the plan, which was, you know, not concede anymore and, you know, have some sort of positive result to go back to Fenn Park with. And then, you know, in Fenn Park, you know, a great night. It was packed, you know, a lot of expectation there. You know, and in our own part as well, you know, we thought if we could execute the game plan, then we would give ourselves a chance. And, you know, an early goal from Mickey Funston put us on track. And then, as we spoke about there in the press conference, you know, BG coming off the bench and, you know, writing his name in the history books, and, you know, it just turned into a great night in Fenn Park.
Yeah, and it was the prize for the winners that night was Premier Division football, Keith, you know, and it's the big prize again next week, over two legs. You know, listening to Ollie in there, there's no doubt about it. He feels that Limerick are firm favourites going into these two games. How do you see it?
I think they have to be. I think, you know, it's a step up for us. You know, the pace of the game should be quicker. They, you know, will be looking to set a tempo, and we have to try and match that. You know, you go through their team sheet, and it's, you know, it's experienced League of Ireland players, you know, Premier League players, and, you know, we're going to have to, you know, be at our best to try and, you know, again keep the tie alive in the first game, and then it's down to the Markets Field again. You know, I suppose the home advantage would have been nicer in the second game, but, you know, we can't use that as an excuse. We just have to, you know, get ourselves organised and hope that we can, you know, stick with them in the first game, and then hopefully something might happen again, like BG's goal to get us over the line the second one.
Yeah, and you'll be coming up against two players who were your teammates last year at Fenn Park.
Killian Cantwell and Danny Morrissey, you know, have went to Limerick and, you know, seem to be, you know, regulars on the team sheet every week, you know, so they'll not be holding back in terms of taking it easy on us, or, you know, and they'll have the experience of us last year, so they'll be able to, you know, share that with their current manager. And again, then they have the guys that played in the game, the playoff game back in 2015. So, you know, they'll have us well figured out, and they'll know our strengths and weaknesses, and they'll be looking to exploit those.
Yeah, it's a long time, Keith, since Harps last lost at home. I think it was back in June against UCD, and the run since has been so impressive. The performances have been so much more improved. So the question is, can you take it into these two games against Limerick, and, you know, does that put Harps in a strong position?
Well, I suppose no disrespect to the opposition, you know, that we played, but, you know, this is as I said before there, this is a Premier Division side that we're going to be playing. You know, a lot of things will come into kind of contention in terms of, you know, the ability of the players, you know, the atmosphere that they're playing in, you know, the prize at stake, which is huge. You know, the nerves can come into play, and players mightn't, you know, perform to their natural ability. So, you know, a lot of things will decide the outcome of the night. I just hopefully that we can maybe do enough to sort of keep the tie alive, and you know, as I said there earlier, you know, get a positive result down in Limerick.
The game against Drogheda at Balbofe the other night, I mean, it was great. It was so enjoyable. Big crowd, great atmosphere. You'd be hoping for a bigger and better crowd and better atmosphere this Monday night.
They were brilliant last week. I must say huge thanks to the crowd, and, you know, it's definitely, as a player, you know, it definitely gives you a lift when you hear, you know, the constant, you know, support, and, you know, the songs from the crowd and the drum and everything sort of adds to the occasion. And it's, you know, it's, you did really feel that everyone that was there was really rooting for us, you know. And, you know, hopefully it'll be, as you say, bigger and better this, because it sort of needs to be, you know, because I think, yeah, we got to a certain level against Drogheda, and it was good enough to beat Drogheda on the night. Will it be good enough to beat Limerick next week? I'm not too sure, but we'll want to try our best to get there.